Track 9, Chris Skinner's Nature Notes. Chris Skinner recorded this piece a few weeks ago, and he's going to talk about a pungent-smelling and poisonous plant, hemlock.
Good morning, Chatterbox friends. I'm your friendly pop-up farmer and nature lover, Chris Skinner, and I live at High Ash Farm, Caister St Edmund, and we've just had the summer solstice, the longest day, which was last week, and we're just short of the month of July now. And this time of year at the farm, the whole farm's absolutely covered in wildflowers. Wildflower fields out in the open countryside, wildflowers in the woodland as well. And I always like to choose a selection that might surprise you, that often don't deserve that second look, because some of them have got a bit of history attached to them. And the first one is right in front of me. I'm standing by 12 acres of woodland, towering beech trees just in front of me going up, and I've never seen such a crop of mast. That's the beech nuts that are hanging from the branches this year. Must have been something to do with the weather last autumn or early this spring when the trees were flowering. They're draped. But all along the edge of this woodland, there's some monumental plants growing, about 2.5 to 3 metres tall, so close to 9 feet. And if I was out in a field of clover, we'd be exclaiming about the lovely perfume coming off the clover on this lovely sunny summer's day. But this is almost the opposite. I can't describe it as a pleasant smell. The plants are all in flower at the moment, creamy white tops. Hemlock, which it is a member of the carrot family as well. And they all have this very distinctive white flat top flowers. The stems, if I go up close to one of the plants, and there's thousands of them along here, are covered in purple blotches. And the leaves, if I look right down at the bottom of the plant and all the way up, the leaves just resemble parsley. So it's dead easy to make a mistake. And the reason I said make a mistake about it, because all parts of this particular plant are poisonous. The roots, the stems, the leaves, and even the flowers. Although at night time, moths come and gather the nectar and the pollen from the plants. In fact, there's one or two bees on here as well, and they're perhaps attracted by this pungent smell. The only way I can describe the smell, it's quite difficult, isn't it? If you've ever had a mouse in the house, then that's the closest you can get. It's a kind of acrid, mousy, rather unpleasant smell coming off these plants, particularly when the sun comes out, which it just has. The whole edge of this woodland is wafted with this rather unpleasant perfume. Now, why is it dangerous? Well, the scientific name for hemlock is Conium maculatum. And the interesting part of that name is the conium. That contains a chemical in the plant, all parts of the plant. It's conine, and it's a kind of deadly respiratory sort of toxin, which if you took it into you, if you imbibed juice from the plant in some quantity, then you'd have respiratory problems. You wouldn't be able to move your arms after a little while. Your legs would stop walking, and you wouldn't be able to blink. And eventually you die by your lungs actually stop working. So really unpleasant. And it goes right back in history, because there was a Greek philosopher. His name was Socrates. And he was sentenced to death, and he was given hemlock juice to drink. And it must have been the most unpleasant death that you can possibly imagine, because you remain conscious, sadly, until the bitter end. And that's what happened to Socrates. 399 BC, he was put to death. That was the end of him. And then a little bit of more recent history. My daughter, at 8 years old, walked along the edge of this wood and gathered some of the leaves for her guinea pigs. And she mistook the plant, because it's another member of the same family, hogweed, with that flat top white flower. And quite all right to feed hogweed to her rabbits and her guinea pigs, but she gathered a nice little basketful and gave to her guinea pigs. There was 9 of them. The head one, the male which she'd had for 3 years, was called Podge, and she gave it to them about 10 o'clock in the morning, checked them all at lunchtime, and the whole lot were dead. My poor daughter, it took her a long time to recover, but at least she learnt about some of the plants, and not all of them have pleasant properties.
Thank you, Chris. I'm not intending to try any hemlock juice at the moment.